This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's a fourth and final hour of the G-Bag Nation on a getaway Friday. Salute to Fred and Blake, Fan After Dark. They're going to pick up for us here coming up in the 6 o'clock hour to give us time to head to the airport real quick. As we got an addition to the finest, which is on deck. But stepping into batter's box here, spring training for one more, is Jared Sandler. And a good afternoon to you, Jared.
What's up, guys? Last dance. Last dance day.
Last dance, baby.
Last dance day.
Woo!
Just the ghost of Mike Bassick is in this room. You can feel it.
Bullpen killing the Rangers already. I can feel that.
Gosh, you know, they had a great chance to take a big step forward for that iron ukulele pursuit. And, squandering that 8-2 lead, that's not going to get it done. I mean, Matt and I agreed that the iron ukulele was not going to be won today, but it could be lost.
Right.
And we might look back on this game as the one that really was the turning point. Gavin, you always ask about the turning point. This could be it.
Yeah.
So we got away.
I felt like the turning point today was when Chavez went in.
that didn't go so well for
Might
Jesse.
As well clean out your locker, old man.
No. You know, I think last year in his first or second spring training appearance, he gave up like 6 or 7 runs. Veterans like that care way less about spring training, I think. Even though he doesn't necessarily have a guaranteed spot, they just have a different way of going about it. But you're right. In this game, it didn't help. And the Rangers also didn't help themselves with some sloppy defense and just plays that went unmade in those late innings.
Jared, I don't want to be prisoner of the moment here, but, Kyle Higashioka, 2 home runs.
Hall of Fame.
Jake Berger, been crushing it. I mean, we just saw what the Eagles did, maybe one of the greatest off seasons in NFL history. Rangers might have just had theirs.
Good point.
No, I think that's great. Who's the Saquon?
Jock Peterson.
Okay, got it. Okay. So then who would Jake Berger be if you had a...
Zach Bond.
All right, I like it. Similar, like hair.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're
bald.
Both... Yeah. All right, I like that. That's good. It was nice to see Kyle Higashioka with that power stroke. You know, he's one of these guys who changed, a little bit of his mechanics with his swing. And, there's so much data now... And the technology to help guys understand how to go from where they are to maybe where realistically they can go. I don't want to say it's an easy thing to do. Adjustments in sports are never easy, but maybe the blueprint or the understanding is a little bit easier. And, Kyle Higashioka is coming off a really good year, and I think the Rangers are hoping that some of that power translates to 2025.
What do you think the plan is for Higashioka and Heim? Like, how do they go about balancing that?
Yeah, I don't know if it's like a straight every other day 50-50 split. I think the general idea is that those two will start the season splitting the load behind the plate. And then if one guy kind of emerges maybe more potent offensively, then that guy will probably be the 1A to the other one's 1B. They're both really good defensively. Higashioka isn't as good of a thrower as Jonah, but he's really good at working with pitchers. Both guys are very good framers. And so maybe right now Jonah's the 1A to Higashioka's 1B, or maybe it's vice versa. But I think in general it's going to be a split until one guy maybe forces a little more playing time.
Jared, it's like six innings with Bradford and then Leiter coming in, you know, against some of the starters for, you know, for the Cubs here. Kind of their how did you think their day went? I kind of felt like that, you know, with the seven strikeouts and stuff, it probably went along pretty well.
Yeah, let's start with Bradford. You know, he did a really nice job. He's now got five scoreless so far this spring, and you know, we saw him really work in that curveball. I mean, that was a pitch last year that he added to the mix, you know, wanting to be able to get through a lineup for a third time. You know, we know he's got the fastball change, but the curveball was really good. And then with Jack Leiter, you know, he should have had a 1-2-3 first
should
inning.
There's defensive mistake out there, yeah.
And then gives up the home run, which, you know, that's, hey, you can't do that,
right?
But should have been in the dugout, ultimately three scoreless. And what really impressed me, or sorry, three with two runs.
Right.
What really impressed me, you know, we saw the fastball. We've seen that. The slider, we've seen that. How about the changeup? I don't know if you guys noticed. I know you guys were doing the show, but I think three of his first four strikeouts came on the changeup. That was a pitch he largely did not throw last year, and you know, a new weapon for him. He throws it around 90 miles an hour, and I was texting with some people, some of the scouts that, you know, have a much better view, and they said that's the best that pitch has looked since they've seen him as a professional. Now, it's one day in Arizona, right? We got to get that going when the games start to count, but if he can add that changeup as a weapon to go along with the fastball slider, you know, he's worked in the cutter, the curveball. You know, now you're dealing with a repertoire that is not only good for righties and lefties, right? Like, a guy can have multiple pitches, but, you know, I think what you see from some of the best pitchers, they might have five pitches, but they use three against righties and maybe three against lefties with a little bit of overlap, right? And that changeup is a pitch that he can use to really help neutralize the lefties.
Classic situation where maybe if you look at his line, it didn't look the best, but for all of us watching these pitches from Jack Leiter today, he was outstanding. A big step in the right direction.
Yeah, I think he's looked good. And here's the thing, too, and I think I talked to you guys about this after his last outing. Getting ahead is one thing, and you don't need to finish guys off in three pitches every time. It would be nice, but you don't want to dance around too much because then your pitch count, you know, elevates, and now all of a sudden a six-inning outing becomes a five-inning or a four-inning outing, and certainly if you want to be a starting pitcher, you got to be able to go six. He's got the stamina, and he's got the weapons to go six-plus, but he's got to have the efficiency, and you know, we saw a little more efficiency today, which I think was a good thing.
Thank you, Jared.
Hey, guys, thanks so much for coming out here.
See you back in the dub. Had a lot of fun,
yeah,
dude.
Appreciate you guys.
There he goes. He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. A must follow for Rangers fans everywhere. What you drinking, what you thinking is coming up in about 15 minutes, but we do have time for an addition to the finest, Chief.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do this thing. I think this is going to be must-watch television. We got the news today that HBO's off-season version of Hard Knocks, we saw the first iteration of it last off-season with the Giants, going through their off season and their free agency stuff, and then the draft, and now because the Giants general manager has looked like such a schmo, punting on Saquon Barkley, no NFL team wanted to do the off season version of Hard Knocks.
Oh,
so now we welcome in Chapel Bill and the Tar Heels.
North Carolina.
How about that, dude?
Let's go.
We're going to get the inside look at Bill Belichick in his first offseason and spring camp with the Tar Heels. To me, that would be more interesting than any NFL team doing it. I'm going to be locked in on this. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I'm fascinated. I think that was, without a doubt, like out of any team in sports, probably the one that has the most intrigue around it. Like, how will this transition work for Bill going to college, putting together kind of an NFL-like program where that seems to kind of be how college is transitioning with general managers now, and he's got his old Brian's buddy, Michael Lombardi, there. Yeah. So this is going to be fascinating, and I can definitely see the benefit from a college now probably picking up this trend because it's another great way to just prep up your program and benefit with recruiting.
Yeah, I saw Lombardi on this morning in his North Carolina track jacket and matching shoes. I love it. They're all getting Jordaned out. I think it's a tremendous opportunity to grow your brand if you're North Carolina. And things can change quickly where suddenly you could become the hot school and recruiting could look like a major windfall next cycle.
Well, you could be in a situation, too, and I need to check this with Michael, is does, you know, do the people pay you to be on Hard Knocks? Mm. You know, do you and can they take that money and put it right back into the NIL stuff that they might be doing and things. So there's a lot of possibilities there, but you're absolutely right about the exposure that they're going to get.
Do we agree must watch appointment television?
Oh, I'll watch it just to rip Lombardi for like stupid things he says. he'll be like uncomfortable. Idiot. And like looking around and he'll look like a fool and you know all that kind of stuff.
I wonder how much of a look we'll get at Bill Belichick and his 24-year-old girlfriend.
She might be the star of this storyline.
She's probably going to want to be in front of the camera.
Yeah.
Well, she's apparently acting as like sort of his assistant or whatever.
There you go.
So she might be on the payroll.
There's this viral video of her like walking behind him though in that jacket style that all like the 16-year-olds are wearing.
It shows the
over
whole
the
back.
Shoulders. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. She's got the jacket off barely on her arms, basically on her lower back. And it's just, it really puts the picture in the frame of to what extent he is robbing the cradle here.
It's crazy, dude. Do you guys remember that guy who was interviewed? He was actually a Commanders fan, and it was after a Commanders-Eagles game, and he kept referring to Saquon Barkley as Shayshon Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when we played that sound?
Yep.
Well, it looks like Saquon himself has filed a trademark for Shayshon Barkley, and he will be using this phrase for a clothing line. So
you knew he liked it because they made a reference to it at the parade during it. So it's like they clearly thought it was hilarious.
You have A.J. Brown capitalizing on his book reading, and now you have Saquon capitalizing on the Commanders fan mistake of calling him Shayshon. But was it a mistake? It was actually one of the greatest moments from a business standpoint, potentially, in Barkley's career. Now, the other thing that I wanted to note, we discussed earlier that Stafford is going to be back with the Rams, and so the Raiders were really the only other team that he was considering. Sounded like he had no interest in going to Cleveland or Pittsburgh or the Giants. So it was really just the Raiders as the only team that he was seemingly interested in. He had the face-to-face with Brady and everything like that, but you now have the Raiders swinging and missing on Ben Johnson. They end up with Pete Carroll. And now they're swinging and missing on Matthew Stafford. And it looks like they're going to end up with maybe Russell Wilson or Sam Darnold. So I saw David Hellman's tweet. He was like, gunning for Ben Johnson and Matthew Stafford. And then you end up landing Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson. But it's 2025. One hell of a roller coaster if you're a Raiders fan. Tough deal.
Ooh, yeah.
I'd go for Darnold. Just go for Darnold. I mean, you could just throw on his film, and yeah, there's better. It's just better body of work, you know.
He's in his athletic prime.
Yeah,
you know he's a winner. He's a decent leader. You know, there's a lot to like there. I wouldn't go for any other option. At least they're not subjected to what the Giants are doing here with the Aaron Rodgers story. Dude, that's hilarious. Sorry I lost you Saquon Barkley last year. I'll make up for it here with a washed-up quarterback.
you're trying to get fired if you're doing that.
Yeah.
Seriously, you are trying to get fired if you're bringing in Aaron Rodgers. And it's just across the way. I mean, you've seen all the things that happened, you know, on the other side of that stadium that you share.
Yeah.
You've seen it every single weekend, and you want to go that route, you're not paying attention, and you deserve to get fired if that's the case.
Bold prediction, sure to go wrong. They end up not doing the Aaron Rodgers bit.
Okay.
They trade up to number one. They get Cam Ward.
That would be a guy trying to save his job and maybe giving it a shot. Maybe it could help save his job.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would be, if I was a Giants fan, that's what I'd be crossing my fingers for. And then how about our guy, Jahdae Barron, dude? He ran a 4.4 today. He ran a 4.4 today. Texas's DB, who.
Flat?
Yeah, 4.4 flat. Real speed. Now, the size is seriously in question. He's under 5'11, under 200 pounds, and his arms are apparently as short as you could really ever fathom a cornerback being. So I don't know how this is going to play. Does the lack of size matter more than the speed to some teams? He's the guy that I love. I know, Broadus, you got him as one of your first round players.
Yeah, first round guy.
Everybody likes the player, and the speed is clearly there. So when I saw the size, it was like, man, maybe he can slip out of the first round and you can try and make a move for him there. But then he ran the 4.4 flat and it was like, okay, crap, he's probably still going to be a first round pick. And I think whoever gets him is just getting a total dog.
Yeah, if I had one of the top 15 picks and I was considering, I think the lack of measurables kicks him out. But once we're in the back half of the first round, I'm in on that guy. He's obviously a football player.
Way too small. He needs to slide to 44.
There you go, Walchuk. I like what you're doing with that one.
Now, you can't draft a guy with that short arms in the first round. Come on.
Finally, I did want to note that Shedeur Sanders was spotted walking around the NFL Combine wearing his backpack on, and then he had three hats that were just clipped to the outside of his backpack, and one was a Browns hat, mm-hmm. the other was a Vikings hat, and the other was a Saints hat. So I don't really understand the deal here. I can't fathom that the Vikings would be in on Shedeur Sanders. Perhaps the Saints could be for sure. But the Browns, I don't know. Shedeur and the Browns, we know he likes to play with them in Madden. Mm-hmm. There might be something there, boys.
Are they giving away hats when you come through for those combine interviews?
They do. Yeah, they do. And you know, and they're more than happy, too, if a player walks by. And even if you don't interview them, they're like, hey, can I get a hat? And you're like, sure, here's a hat and a T-shirt. Yeah, it's some of these guys can clean up pretty well when it comes to getting gear.
Oh, I would definitely be taking advantage of that. You got pre-tees in there?
No question.
What type of stuff you got picked up in there?
You would be set for the month.
You guys got any snacks in there?
Oh, they do have snacks.
Yeah.
Get some snacks, yeah.
I believe it. All right, there it is, football's finest.
Oh, thank you. Perfect, because it's time now for what you drinking and what you thinking here at 877-881-1053. Load up the phone calls. We'll take a quick snapshot of all the news that's been developing throughout the afternoon. And then before too long, we'll be into L.A. Live here as the Expressway is next. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3. The Fan. All right, it's time now for the one segment of the week where you're encouraged to call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching the buzz. That's right. It's time for what you're drinking and what you thinking at 877-881-1053. Line them up. We're going to go around the room, talk about what we're drinking and thinking, and then take your phone calls. The Expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. LA Live with Lucius Alexander coming up in 15 minutes. Just a snapshot of the news. We're still waiting to hear if the OSA deal is going to become official. Jerry reportedly had a lot of meetings today. That's why he called off his usual bus media session with the assembled Cowboys media. He's going to talk with the media next week on Wednesday, the day of the Zach Martin event. So I guess he'll make up for that. Mavs do have one more game of Moses Brown on a 10-day contract. They have 10 more games of Kessler Edwards on this two-way deal, and they have three more games to play before they get updates on their three injured big men. So we'll see how they handle this. I think Kessler Edwards has done enough. And if you're going to be without those three, then you need Moses Brown for at least one more 10-day. Joel Embiid's going to be out for the rest of the year. So that's kind of what's happening out there. Currently, I'm drinking a 20-ounce Diet Coke, and I am thinking, I just want to thank Mike Bassick for a great run, decade and a half of sports broadcasting from a slightly emotionally unstable youngster, you know, breaking into this business to a guy that he cracked the code, man. He hacked this thing, and he figured out whatever it took to talk about sports and entertain people there for a long time. So great job by Mike with a hell of a radio career. Now in the books, he's going to do Rangers TV.
Amen.
Brian, what you drinking and thinking?
I'm not drinking anything currently. It's just kind of par for the course for me. But what I'm thinking is, though, I want to thank the Rangers for allowing us to come out here and be a part of this. I want to thank Rich Rice for the guest that he's got us. But I want to thank Wolchuk and Chiafalo for going down in the clubhouse every day. And I know coming to work, we always talk about laughing and having fun. You two made this a lot of fun, this trip going down there and getting those guys to just have fun with you and the conversation. And, you know, a lot of those guys we're going to get to interview during the year for some of the player show stuff. So I think we're off to a really, really good start with them. I want to thank you guys for doing such a great job down there.
Cheers to that. Chief, what you drinking and thinking?
Drinking some Mountain Valley spring water right now and just thinking about how awesome of a week this has been. Talking with Jake Berger there, what a special dude. And him talking about his daughter and his family, I can't wait to get back to mine.
Yeah.
And this lineup just has me really encouraged, dude. The Pop is going to be back. I'm excited for all the dong balls at Globe Life Field this year.
Big Papa Pump in the house. Wolchuk?
Yeah, I already crushed the water that we're drinking over here, this Mountain Valley Spring. It's delicious. Did put some emergency in there as well, so feeling good. I will say I'm going overs on the Rangers win total this year. I think you should bet them to win the AL West. I think that they absolutely have the makings of a special club that's going to get right back to the postseason and be competing for a World Series again. Rich was brilliant to work with, as he always is. And the Rangers are a first-class organization, so it's always awesome getting out here and being a part of it. But I'm really, really hoping this is not a full flight tonight. I'm hoping we can spread out. We can get spacious.
That's a good call.
And the flight here, if it's anything like it was going home, we're going to be in for one, boys.
You might need to pack a parachute if it's going to be like the flight that we had on the way here. I might need to dip out somewhere over El Paso. It's time to go into the Pimp Cup, find out what Lucius is drinking and thinking on this Friday.
It's alkaline water. I had a whole lot of it, almost a gallon today. Just and no gym, just straight water. How about that one?
How about that?
There you go.
Yeah, proper motivation. I'm thinking Saturday will be a maintenance day for your boy. Clean up the house, fix up things that need to be fixed, you know.
Okay.
Take the truck to get his oil changes and things.
You good at fixing on things around the house?
Decent. I'm decent. I'm not going to say I'm great. I'm definitely decent, though.
Yeah, I hear you. It's quite a sense of accomplishment when you start checking those things off the list, the weekend honeydews and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know.
At 877-881-1053. Let's get out to these phone calls and see how these boys are doing on a Friday night back in DFW. Cannot wait to get home. Who's first, Lucius?
Let's go to Tim in Carthage. Tim, haven't heard from you in a long time. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great, and I'm drinking a little Brian Parade ready-to-drink margarita today.
Oh, there you go.
You know? You know, I have to tip my hat to you yesterday, Brian. You were man up yesterday with the handle. So, and the food that I heard about was pretty darn good. I understand you can do your best work when you're a little bit inebriated.
I do my best. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, sir. You know, and while I got you here, Brian, I just want to point out, that's right, Brian. I just want to point out that Riddick boy, he called it just like I did. Jerry should have hired your ass back a long time ago. But okay. My question is, what would happen if Brian Schottenheimer, if he called you and says, I need you and the Love of the Star team to come back and work for the Cowboys and be in charge of our scouting department? I think that would be top of the line right there. And Eric and Zach, now, boys, now you know I'm always proud of you, but I've been extra proud of you this week, and I'm telling you, you hit some home runs with your clubhouse conversations, and it's time for y'all to get y'all's ass back home because the wife's been working all week long while y'all having way too much fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, amen.
And, Lucius, ain't that a bitch? You couldn't even be G-Bag of the Day winner today. And my question, finally, this one's got to go to Brian, is where does Kyle Kinnard go? And because I don't want him to go to the New York Giants like I'm hearing he will, I'm afraid he's going to end up being another Michael Strahan. Now, you boys, y'all get home safe and sound, and I'll talk to y'all next week.
There he goes, Tim Carthage. Salute to you, sir. Looks like he's got his eye on some prospects as well, Brian.
South Carolina Edge.
Good
player.
Yeah, he is a good player, though. And that's the thing about it is you have to worry about these teams. Like I said earlier, I think the Giants are in that mode right now where they're going to take some chances and they're going to kind of move around the board, try and find some players. If they miss out on some guys, they'll do some other things. When you're a general manager that's fighting for your job, you will do anything to keep your job. So I expect the Giants to be really aggressive with the draft, and maybe we'll see what's happening in free agency as well, but they'll probably be a better team, and you know that makes your division even harder to deal with.
Are these dove out here on this cable, Brian? Is that what these are? These birds right here?
I'm looking to my left here?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't see them. Oh, there they are. No, I do. They're down the scoreboard now. Yes, those look like doves.
Yeah. Yeah. You give me the old Crossman 760 Pump Master.
That the which one? The big
Take
fat
the
one on the
them.
Near the nearest
that,
one.
Oh, that big one.
Yeah, the big
us.
One for sure. Yeah.
Good dinner.
Yep. Okay, where are we going next, Lucius?
Man, I remember I shot a bird with a pellet gun, and it totally changed the inside of me. Yeah, I didn't get him where I should have got him, and he was in a lot of pain. And I was like, oh, my God, this is bad.
These two, if you hit these two, you get some jalapeno peppers and wrap some bacon around them a little bit. I think you might have some nice little meal.
Yeah, that might change your trauma.
Yep.
You know, once you taste them.
Hey, we have the Matt Hicks Clubhouse interview. Yeah, I was able to get it. Sorry.
Yeah, we do have that. We were going to get there, and then Berger sat down, and we had Sands, and it's just been a whirlwind.
Just make sure.
We'll do that next week.
Yeah, we can save it for Monday. We'll be ready to rock.
Cool.
Evergreen.
All right, let's go to Kevin.
Luke Jackson as well.
Sorry.
Luke Jackson's on the way.
Right.
Back for a good time.
Let's go to Kevin in Fort Worth. Kevin, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
Hey, I'm drinking some water after a round of golf with my girlfriend, and I'm thinking I have the best girlfriend in the world because she asks me every day, will Lucia be black tomorrow? And I tell her, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise.
I'm all that's awesome.
Like this.
Thank you, Kevin. Opens the line at 877-881-1053.
My man called up to get his joke off. shout out to Big Kev. Let's go to Ryan and Richardson. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Ryan?
Well, right now I'm only drinking water because I'm driving. And I'm out of Mountain of Jack, so I'll only be drinking Mountain Dew tonight. But good news is I'm going to the liquor store tomorrow to buy some more and buy some 1800 silver and some triple sec to make me some margaritas.
Jeez.
For me and my wife. But anyways, what I was thinking was, you know, at first I was so sad Luca was gone.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And all this. But now I've been watching Matt Morton. Who is this Moses Brown kid? I have no idea who he is, but he looks pretty good. I hope we can keep him. And then also, turns out, Max Christie is doing pretty well. So I think more fully healthy, I do think that we're gonna be all right. We'll be all right.
I'm with you, buddy. Now Moses Brown is at best like on a championship team, probably on the G League roster.
Yeah.
But, man, he came through last night. So I think it's an emergency big. I'm very appreciative of the services Moses Brown is providing these Mavs right now. I'm more appreciative of the Suns' losing streak.
Yeah.
That's coming in clutch right now.
Yeah, they're on a heater of L's.
We're starting to talk about how bad they are. That's encouraging.
He makes a good point, though. I mean, we hadn't been talking about the idea that how many teams in the league would rather have Moses Brown than Luke.
Right. Well,
there's got to be a handful.
Yeah, it's glass half full. Ryan and Richardson. Who's next, Lucius?
Let's see. Dusty and Rockwall. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Dusty?
Happy Friday, my guys.
Hey,
salute,
sir.
What I'm drinking is an enormous glass of Haterade from Nico.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll take
and
it,
hopefully the temperature has kind of gotten down from Maverick fans. The last caller stole my thunder. Go Mavs, but I'm not disappointed. I love Luka, but hey, they moved on, and I love the fight that the boys are doing on the court. I do have a question for Brian.
Yes, sir.
Brian.
Since we need a running back in the draft, one's talking about – I'm a Longhorn fan, so no one is talking about the performance of Scadaboo in the playoff game. What do you think about him? I'll hang up and listen. Y'all have a good weekend.
Thank you very much. Yeah, the thing about with Scadaboo is what is he going to measure at? And I haven't seen official what it is. I saw him with 5'9", 215, and he does play the game with extreme toughness, and he can make plays with the ball in his hands. We talked about all that, the pad level, everything about him is really, really, really good. And he's got some home run tendencies to him, though. The thing about him is, though, that you know there's going to be some teams – that are going to say, okay, can he, with the toughness and all, can he be a complete back? And, you know, we saw some of that at Arizona State. There would be some questions about that. But this guy's a little bit of a home run hitter, and he only had two drops during the season. So if you listen to what Coach Schottenheimer was talking about with the type of back that they were looking for the Cowboys, this guy makes kind of the plan. He reminded me, if you know, of Isaiah Spiller. That from Texas A&M that's currently with the Chargers. So kind of a little bit some of those complete back, but that type of player that you're looking at. Probably some teams would probably, because of the 5'9", might have him in the late second, early third round.
There's a scouting report from Broadus there on Arizona State's Cam Scadaboo. We'll have the best draft coverage for you in the entire world once again. Brian Broadus, heading up our coverage, and obviously coming out of this week, the combine, those boards are going to start to take shape here.
Yeah, they will.
Month or so. You don't want to miss Krusty's Corner with Broadus every day, 3:40. Who's next, Lucius?
Let's go to Magic Mike on the lines. Magic Mike, what are you drinking and what are you thinking?
Let me tell you something. I'm drinking a little Liquid Death Slaughterberry. That's because one of my boys back in the day says you have to hydrate to dehydrate, fellas. That's the story. Yeah. I'm sticking to it. So on the other start, I would just like to point out on starting, I guess, the little negative side is I heard that somebody over at the Mavericks, Nico, got a sponsorship, and Southwest is bringing back their Got to Get Away promotion. okay. Good for him. On the other side, the question that I have, the only question I've got is, and this is going to be a throwback, is Jake Berger walk-up song going to be ZZ Top Burger Man?
Oh, it should be.
It should be.
There's a lot of fun to be had with that name. Not as much fun as listening to Magic Mike's calls, though. This is
the voice of
two for two now.
Unbelievable. Goodness, the voice is unbelievable.
We got to go behind the phone call at some point with that. Get the backstory. On Magic Mike's broadcast history. It's pretty impressive. And a couple of good jokes there. I like the idea of hydrating to rehydrate as well. That's key.
Mm-hmm. That's the name of the game, bro. Friday, my pee has to be clear in order for me to enjoy the weekend. If not, it's going to be tough.
Hey, man, you get that all clear, you're good to go. Who's next, Lucius?
Clear pee means you're overhydrated, in fact.
Yes.
Walt in Waco, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
Walt. I'm drinking that Natty Light, baller on a budget. And I want to build on what the general said to start the segment and salute a real man of genius. I'm sure he's not listening because, as we all know, he's made a career out of doing the bare minimum. From the way that he pitched in the majors to the G-Bag Nation and the KNC Masterpiece, Mike Bassick, you're an inspiration to all of us who have mastered the art of half-assing our way through life. I miss you on the midday. I look forward to your call on the Rangers broadcast. Long live Coach Ballsack. Salute, you fart knocker.
Salute, there he goes.
That was great, bro.
Great call, Walt.
That was great, Walt.
A real man of genius. That was a terrific bet
there. Real man of genius.
Real man of genius.
So good.
I hope the person that came up with that got paid for real. I hope they just didn't get like a $1,500 bonus or something. And, you know.
Like the lady that designed the Nike logo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, you can get sad stories out there. Let's go to Dope Sick Dave. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Davey?
Hey, fellas. Just the water right now. We'll crack something open in just a little bit. Man, y'all during Radio Row and this week, I love when y'all go out of town. It's great. All the features and interviews. I mean, it's great.
Thank you.
So love to see more of that. A few quick things. I'll make it quick. I cannot wait for PJ to get healthy and to get all of our bigs back, not just to see the Luka trade pay off, but I cannot see Omax and Kessler on the floor. It's so bad. It's 5-on-3 on offense. It's crazy. They get the ball and they just turn around and look to pass. It's like the Dwight Powell special. Anyways, two more things. I'd love to hear your honest thoughts on Brian Windhorst. If you guys are willing to do that, I think he's a load of nonsense all the time. And also, Brian, what are your thoughts about Curtis Rourke? I mean, during the season, people thought he was an NFL prospect. I think they got him maybe going fourth or fifth round right now. Played on torn ACL. I mean, he's had some NFL-style throws. I mean, the talent is there. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
There he goes, Dope Sick Dave. Yeah, it's rough watching this offense sometimes. Below G League level is how I would describe it with Kessler and Omax on the floor together at the same time. Wendy's turned into a blowhard, which is probably his namesake. I think the shoe fits here.
Woo!
Opposite Stephen A., I think sometimes it can provide a little perspective, but I don't think they have good battles. I saw this morning they're trying to work in Rudy Gay and Gilbert Arenas.
Yeah.
You know, so I know they're trying out different stuff, but I think they're still looking for their next big star.
Yeah, I think Wendy is his contract's up, so they might be kind of preparing some people for when he moves on as well. So, and as far as Rourke, the quarterback from Indiana, though, I have not got to him as far as the evaluations and stuff. I've seen him throw the ball in watching some of those Big Ten games. So I'm interested to study him. I think the size with him is kind of a trend. I think like a 6'4", 220-pound guy.
He's got the prototypical size. He did a lot with a little.
Looks like it. So I'm looking forward to kind of seeing how that is.
Time for a couple more, Lucius?
Sure, man. Hey, can you let the people know who sponsors Jared Sandler's appearance in the G-Bag Nation?
You know, that's perfect timing. I should have told you back then. It's Advanced Hair Restoration. Go to advancedhair.com.
Yes.
Lucius, thank you.
Let's go to my man Polo in Garland. Polo, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, Lo?
What's going on, fellas? I'm going to answer the question that Sal asked. I'm drinking some Double XL strawberry and grape. It's pretty good. What I'm thinking is Chill Polo here today?
What's up, Polo? I'm here, man.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen the movie Django?
Uh-oh. Yes, sir.
Django.
Okay, did you watch the Super Bowl halftime with Kendrick Lamar and all that?
Uh-oh.
I did.
Okay, Samuel Jackson, did he do a better performance in Django or in Super Bowl? What's your opinion?
I'm going to go ahead and plead the fifth on this one here.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what I want to talk about, y'all, I'm hoping SMU do their thing. I'm proud of the Texas Longhorn girls. They're number one in the country. I almost got beat by Mississippi State last night, but represent Roy Harmon and Madison Booker. I see y'all down there. Y'all never talk about the Longhorn girls. But Rodney Terry, I'm sorry, you finna get fired because you can't coach nothing. Trey Johnson, I don't think y'all got down there in Texas. I love my Longhorns, every sport. I'm ready for track season. Come on with it. But think about that question for a minute. What did Samuel do a better performance in, Super Bowl or Django? I think Django. Gotta go. Love y'all.
Django.
Bye. Have a good weekend. There he goes, Polo in Garland here in the G-Bag Nation. Lucius?
I mean, Eric did always say he's a Calvin Candy kind of guy. I heard him say that a few times here on this broadcast, damn it.
Direct quote.
Direct quote, dog. All right, let's wrap it up with my man Rodeo Ron. Rodeo, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, Rodeo?
Now, this may be one of the last time I ever say this, but I'm drinking Jim Beam with a slash of Dr. Pepper. but stay tuned for that. But, hey, I spent my whole life devoted to all the wrong things in life, and I'm not talking about our DFW sports teams either, because I will remain devoted to them. And I will remain devoted to 105.3 The Fan, too. But I'm about to devote myself way more into diabetes than I am already. And if you don't know the cost of keeping someone you love alive due to diabetics, it's not cheap, even with insurance. I love you, Rodeo Crystal, and I ask all the Tolos to realize diabetes sucks way worse than some of our GMs here. And remember, if you're not drinking Jim Beam with Rodeo Ron, listen to that D-Bag Nation, where the F you at, baby?
Thoughts and prayers, bro.
With you, Ron. We got you, brother.
Thoughts and prayers.
We love Rodeo Crystal.
Yep.
Ron is a real-life comedian, dog. Like,
he is.
Even through the pain, I got to get this junk off.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Hell of a performance.
That was maybe the most unpredicted joke I've ever heard. And once again,
I wasn't sure where that was going.
The man with the best punchlines on the fan. It's Rodeo Ron. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup.
We're lotion. Yeah, you knew this was coming, right?
How's LA live?
Yeah, I knew it, dog.
All right, you squares.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. All right, let's get into a feel-good Friday edition of LA Live right into the great Rick James. Let's go.
All right, squares. It's time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Everybody get
high. R.I.P. Thaddeus Matthews.
And happy you Friday to you. You know, with all that's going on in the world today, there are people who are trying to steal your joy and your inspiration. They're trying to say negative things about you. But on this you Friday, tell them you. If it's not about income, if it's not about inspiration, if it's not about an then you. You have the right to be anything that you want to be, whether it's negative or positive. If you want to be a nothing mother, it's up to you. If you want to be a no-lifed, low-lifed mother, it's up to you. If you don't want no job, it's up to you. But God, if you really want something out of life, it's up to you as well. Get up off your ass. Do what's good for you. Make it all work for you. You are somebody. You can be anybody that you want. Be happy with yourself if you can't be happy with anybody else but you. And to the rest of the world, just tell them, F you.
Thank you.
That's my F you Friday message for today.
Amen.
What's up?
R.I.P. to the great Thaddeus Matthews, the cussing pastor. He's up there in the bosom of Abraham right now explaining all these videos he left on the planet Earth. This is LA Live for Friday, February 28th, 2025. It is a feel-good Friday here in LA Live. Yeah, people, we made it. Another week of 2025 in the books. Woo! Let's enjoy this weekend safely, though, folks. Avoid the law dogs. Mind your speeds. Don't drink and drive. Keep your emotions in check. I seen a story about 2 weeks ago where a girl seen her ex-boyfriend in traffic and rammed her car into his.
Oh.
Yes. He was in the passenger side of another car, killed him.
Oh. What?
Wow. Yes. And she was crashing out over a Valentine's Day gift.
Oh, jeez.
Come on. That's emotions right there, man. Keep your emotions in check. I do not want to see you on DFW or Dallas, Texas TV and DFW scanner. In other words, stay on your square and don't crash out. Like, I'm trying not to. I was having a great Friday. Then I got a message that my mortgage and my HOA went up.
Ooh.
On a Friday afternoon, that's diabolical. I'll tell you what.
Oh, it's diabolical.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. And they don't go up a little bit. It's not like $75 or something, bro. They go up to a whole other tax bracket. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, one of those a few years ago.
Yeah. Hit me last year. It was painful.
Oh, so painful. It's the second time. Oh, my God. I wonder if it has anything to do with the fact that they might be moving that the Mavericks over there to Irving into my area. Maybe.
Property value.
Maybe
that
property
would, value. That would. Yes, maybe. Absolutely.
I don't know. All right, here's the weekend warning, folks.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract.
from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
Yes.
Establish dominance.
Yes. Here we go, Friday. Payday Friday. Type of vibes I'm on right here. Shout out to A20. Everybody on I-20. Everybody on I-45. Ball Springs, where you at?
Yeah.
Hey. G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. Or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here. Mike Bassi goes by Coach Ballsack. Oh! This is last rant as Coach Ballsack on the Fan. He's ranting about the Dallas Cowboys. Here we go.
Coach Ballsack is here one more time to say what the hell is going on with the Dallas Cowboys. They suck 7-10 and nothing gets done there. And then they're all in. Yeah, right. You know what's all in? Nothing, Corey.
Okay.
Shut the hell up. I'm sick of this crap, and I'm sick of the Dallas Cowboys. Nothing works. Nothing works with this organization. Yeah. And Jerry's there drinking on his Miller Lights. I think that's the sponsor of the Cowboys. Yeah. I forget. It's some sort of beer that they sip on their bus in Indianapolis. Start paying attention to the players there and start picking better players.
One of his greatest. Saved his best for last. I mean, the only better rant I could think of is Pippen played all the games.
All the games is hilarious. Oh, my gosh. I forgot about that for a second. I've always responded well to coaches that act like that, too. You throw the clipboard, you grab face masks, and you're screaming. Mm-hmm. Oh, I've always responded well to good coaches like that. Chef's kiss to coaches like that. I think that's a thing of a past now, right?
Yeah.
It is, yep.
But now it's more like, hey, man, how you feeling? You feeling okay?
Exactly. Yeah. Take the day off.
Yeah. You feeling like you got it?
When you're playing, what intimidates you? Makes you confident.
Yeah. Totally different times, man. All right, so I prepped. Well, didn't really prep. I just had the things that were in my folder. I was basically going to empty the clip out.
Okay.
Or I can play some of these leftover Mike Bassett clips I had here.
Ooh. Ball sack.
It's on
ball
y'all.
Sack. Yeah, let's go. Let's go, Basky.
All right. Mike Bassett.
You guys know that was the Blue Jays fans taunting him, right? When he was warming up in the bullpen in Toronto. That's where the ball sack thing started.
Oh,
that's where. That's where.
Yeah. Wow. Behind the music.
Hey. All right, sorry. I'm in here grooving, bro. I was in here grooving. All right, Mike Bassett, during crosstalk, mad about the Mavericks.
The stylings of Kings Radio on the call. The Mavs.
The hell did I wait?
That guy has 1,000 times more energy than 10 games or so for the Mavericks this year. Bunch of fart heads. Wake up! If I was at the game, I would have got thrown out of the game. Wake the F up!
Man, with that music, I thought I woke up on another sports radio station in the Metroplex. Oh. Their audience.
Hey, Rick! Coach, you MF-er!
Stop down the whole crosstalk.
Remember when they were so bad all those years he was on with us and he would be livid? It's like, bro, they're 15-40. It's okay.
No, did you see him last night? I can't believe it. He would quit like once a week.
You would.
Quit the Mavs once a week. I'm out. I'm out.
He would always be mad at me for not wanting to do any Mavs segments. Like, dude, nobody, they got a 0.0 in the ratings.
I guess I'll play some more Mavs then. Here we go. All right.
Tonight is baseball night.
It's definite.
Basketball, go stick it up your rear end. You don't try for 55 games, and then you're like, oh, we think we might want to try, but injuries have caused these issues. Jason Kidd, stick it up your butt.
Okay.
You know what?
His car is not. Wow.
Jason Kidd.
I'm out. No.
The goat.
Oh, my gosh. Parenting advice for RJ. I think about this a lot.
Middle schoolers are the worst people in the world.
They are
the worst human beings on the planet. But like, I could take his phone away, but the next day he goes back home.
You keep it.
Yeah.
You didn't do it back then.
See, that would have
created... took it at 7 p.m. and gave it back when he woke up.
Oh, my dear God.
And I was
God.
Like, that's way too light, I think.
Choppy, that's why...
Cheer against him at his baseball games.
Yeah. Pace him like you did the volleyball in Oxnard.
Yeah.
Throw him a curveball. He hasn't seen one in months, and he ain't practicing.
That's what I'm going to do.
That's not bad.
I am going to heckle my kid.
You might get in trouble, but you can say, strike 3B. Yeah. Sit down, you non-practicing little... Little chump. Sit him out, coach.
Sit him out. He sucks.
That man, toxic as hell, bro. I tell you what.
Nobody more.
Nobody more. Payday vibes.
Hey.
Yeah.
Payday vibes.
Love the dough.
Hey. Hey. Mortgage company taking all my dough. Yeah. HOA taking all my dough. Wifey, taking all my dough. Hey.
Discover, taking all my dough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Corlejo, taking all my dough.
All right. OnlyFans, taking all my dough.
It's the plug, taking all my dough. Weed man, taking all my dough. Hey, here's a little argument between Mike Bassick and Broadus.
Yes.
Yeah, remember that?
Here we go.
I'll end it with this.
Shut up.
Yeah, I don't get that from him, though. I get like, oh, this team's a bunch of, you know, all that. That's all I get.
No, you know? Just don't listen.
I listen.
You hear
listen.
What you want to hear.
No, I listen.
You do that with those guys all the time. You just hear what you want to hear, and you don't listen.
No, I listen to you. I listen to you every night. Just, this team's really good. This team's really bad. This team's going to go to the finals. I don't think this team's going to win another damn game. How can I rely on you talking about me not listening? You don't listen to yourself.
I am listening to myself. Ouch.
Every day you come in with a different attitude about this team.
Earlier in the day,
every day,
I said if Christian Wood is able to average 34 minutes a night.
Shut up!
Wow. A perfect note to end it on.
When he just goes, I am listening to myself.
I do listen to myself, okay?
All right, man. Y'all have a good weekend. Please don't crash that. Be careful out there. Think about your boy, L.A., as they just keep tapping my pockets.
Man, love you, bro.
You know what I'm talking about. All right, I'll be black Monday, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That is my time. My name is Lucius Alexander, and I will holla.
Thank you, Lucius. L.A. Live every night at 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. The Fan After Dark coming up next. Thanks so much to Blake and Fred for stepping in so we can make our way to the airport once again. Thanks to our presenting sponsor here of Spring Training Coverage, ASCO Equipment, your heavy equipment partner since 1960, and the on-time experts, air conditioning and plumbing, same-day service guaranteed. You can see our confessional videos at 105throughthefan.com and our socials. It's brought to you by Best Buy Windows and Siding. And injury report brought to you by Rhino Shield. I think we kind of skated through kind of nice from the injuries. I mean, Evan Carter did not play today, but nothing new other than just waiting for Bang Bang to pop up here and start hitting him out of the yard, pick up where he left off. Okay, so thanks to the Rangers for having us out. Until Monday at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. Addies.